Good morning. So thanks, Warren, for that fantastic session. And how lucky I am to be able to guide meditation for you after this Qigong session. And I'm Sonia. I was born in Sweden and I live in Copenhagen. And one of my earliest memories is walking alone in the Swedish forest, feeling totally connected to the world and the forest and the sky and everything. And I think that's my first meditation experience. So my plan for this morning is just to have a guided meditation, a long one, a slow one. So I will guide from time to time, and from time to time we just have soft music. And at some point, halfway through or something, I will ask you to turn left and right and just look at each other as lovely human beings, as souls, and then come back. Okay? I will give instructions. So we not only consider ourselves to be souls, but everyone else around us also. So maybe we have some soft light and some soft music. So begin the meditation by relaxing the body. It will be easy now after this Qigong session. So we sink into the chairs and sit a bit straight, but still relaxed. So we relax our feet and connect to the floor and beyond. Below the floor is Mother Earth. I relax my legs, make me soft and heavy. My stomach, make it soft. Relax my shoulders. I drop the shoulders. I relax my arms and my hands. My neck, I relax my face, the muscles in the forehead, around the mouth. I put the tongue down. If you like, you can keep eyes open, but still relaxed. We take a few deep breaths all the way to the bottom of my stomach. Breathing deeply makes me humble. Breathing deeply connect me to all other human beings and living beings, because we breathe the same air. We can scan the body and make sure it's relaxed and I feel safe in the body, comfortable. And make sure the body so safe and comfortable that I don't need to think about it for half an hour. Settle into this very moment. And I become aware of the moment I'm in. I become aware of the sounds. You can hear the music. Maybe you can hear the crickets, some people shuffling around. I become aware. I accept and I let it go. Become aware of that I'm in the right place, in the right moment. Just now, there is nothing I need to do. Everyone else in my life, they manage without me right now. Accept this moment as the best moment of all for me right now. I accept and I relax. Thank you. accept. And I relax a bit more. Sit here for a while, enjoying this beautiful moment, relaxed in my own company, in the best moment for me. Let's turn our minds within, and I'd like us to imagine how it would be me if I don't have the sense organs. It's just fantasy, it's just imagination. You are all fine, but let's imagine how it would be me, how it would be to be me without the senses. So imagine you are yourself. You can't see. I put the sense organs of the eyes away for a few minutes. How would it be to be you if you can't see? Imagine a life where you can't see. You can't hear any longer. You're still yourself, still the same person. You can't see and you can't hear. How would it be to be you, the same you? How would your life be if you can't see and you can't hear? Still the same you, but now you can't smell any longer. So you're the same person, but you can't see, you can't hear, and you can't smell. How would it be to be you? Thank you. also the taste will let go for a little while. So you're still the same. You're the same person. But you can't see, you can't hear, you can't smell, and you can't taste. So how is it to be you? Finally, we let go of touch, the last sense organ. So sit here for a while and see what's there when you can't see, hear, smell, taste and touch. And if there is just nothing, you add this beautiful soul star. And you sit a little bit and enjoy this part of yourself. And feel free. And then slowly we will take the sense organs back on again. For now, just enjoy yourself without sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Soul, I'm free, I'm light. I'm a soul, I'm life, and I'm free. Slowly, we'll take the sense organs back on again, so we get the touch back. Now you can touch again. Now you can taste. Nearly like the taste buds become happy, isn't it? I can smell again. I can smell the flowers. I can hear. in here again. Can you hear the earth? Can you hear Mother Earth? Can you hear the world? It's talking to you. Can you hear your heart? It's also talking to you. Get the eyes back on. I can see again. So before you open your eyes, I will just ask you to imagine a beautiful world in your inner eye. I'll ask you to see beauty wherever you see, wherever you look. I choose to see beauty and harmony, even if it's not there. Request you to open your eyes and turn to the left or to the right, find someone and look at each other for a little while as two souls, sweet souls in bodies. So you look at the person next to you with a soul conscious vision just for a little while. Maybe you turn, if you, no one is looking at you, you turn at your back, turn behind you, to the right. And see the soul. And make sure you at least looked at one person next to you, behind you, as a soul, the same as you, the same fears and the same dreams. And then you take a deep breath. Come back to your own space. You're back in the body as a soul. You sit here for a while enjoying your own company. As a peaceful being of light. invite the Divine or God into our meditation. Often we go up there to God when we meditate. We send our thoughts to a world of light. But today, this morning, let's invite God to come to me. So we open our minds, open our heart, and make it and invite the divine energy, invite the Supreme Soul, invite God to come to me. We have tied it up a bit in our mind, in our heart. So it's all clean, nice and tidy for God to come to me. So I call him from up there and invite him into my head, to my heart. I invite God to sit next to me in my space. And the thing with God is not like other human beings. God will always come when I invite him, without fail. One thought, and God comes. One thought, and the Divine is next to me. So in my inner space, as a light, I have now the Divine or God next to me, and we can talk like friends. If you had 5 minutes alone with God, what do you talk about? Would you share something? Ask something? Would you request God to share something? Would you sit in silence? Little time and enjoy God's presence in my space as the purest of all souls and as the best friend of all friends, as the most beautiful light of all light. as good companions and friends, me and God. We work well together. So together from the inside, I fill my head with light, God's light. I let God shine in my head. Becomes like sunshine, a beautiful summer day. My head. Let God's light reach my chest, and I feel my lungs. I let God fill my lungs with the divine light. God's light fill my whole body with divine light, loving, peaceful light. Together, myself and the Supreme, we can heal the world. So I will ask you to put the world in your hands like this. You put the globe, the planet in your hands. And you can feel the earth in your hands, the earth, the mountains, the forests, the streams, the birds, the animals, the human beings. But maybe you can also feel the chaos in the world. It's all in your hands. So you let God's energy go through you and reach the earth in your hands. And you put your angel wings around Mother Earth and all living beings to ease the pain, to heal the pain. To let God remove the pain. You sit here for a while. Let God heal the earth through your hands. can even feel how the structure of the energy is changing. Nearly becomes like a bird nest, soft, vulnerable. If you like, you can send some beautiful thoughts to some parts of the world, to some people in your life that need help. Take a minute for them. Send love and light to where it is needed. Slowly, we start preparing to return from the meditation. Take my energy back in again, and soon we will move around the campus. We will hear many beautiful things today. I will talk and move around. But today we can do it slowly. And before we get into action, pay attention to how it feels like to be you right now. Describe it to yourself, how you feel on the inside. Whatever good feeling you have, you place it somewhere where you can find it again. Store that feeling somewhere safely, but also somewhere where you can easily find it. Put it away somewhere in your consciousness or in your body or in your memories. Easy to find, but safe. And we take a deep breath, a few deep breaths. And maybe move hands and feet a little bit. And if you like, you do a nice stretch. Good morning. Yes, and I say Om Shanti and have a really nice day. Om Shanti.